Indeed, indeed. One is always heading somewhere, as they say. That is Worm. Something very exciting for you guys happening right now. We've got the one and only Chelsea Jade in the studio. How are you doing, Chelsea?
Hi, I'm well. I'm very excited about Womb, actually.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's really excited
about
them. They're epic,
I know,
man.
Yeah. It's fun to see that happen.
Yeah, seeing them, I was up at the NTS thing the other day and seeing them play there was epic. It was like the perfect environment.
Awesome, yeah.
There, being back. You're back home from LA.
I am, yeah.
How's it been in LA? What's the energy like now?
The energy is recovery energy.
Oof.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big time. Is it always sunny in LA? Is it true what they say?
It is often sunny, more often than not.
Ah, that's groovy. I was reading a little bit about you before this and came across something that I think is amazing. The teacups.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The OGs.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the teacups.
The teacups were a project with me and two close friends from high school. One who has become the wonderful leader of the Beths, Elizabeth Stokes, and Talita Setiari, who is now a professional poker player.
That is insane.
Yeah, we used to just get together, write fun songs, and then play them, and, you know, it was a good time.
Yeah, I was listening to your music, too, and it's really, like, intentional pop is how I think about it. Like, you're really putting a lot of energy into it, because you're a producer, too, like, at heart.
Yeah.
You care about production, and you're producing for other people, too?
I produced for a play last year. I did like the score for a play, but that would be my first time doing anything like that for somebody else. But yeah.
Yeah, groovy. And you're over here for a couple of shows. You're playing at Double Whammy first up. Are you going to be playing some songs from Soft Spot, your EP or album that came out in 2022?
That's exactly right.
Groovy.
What a nice alley-oop.
Yeah, don't worry. We're all about slam dunks over here. Did you get to play any of it when it first came out? Because it would have been pandemic just after.
I didn't. Yeah, I didn't. I was living in New York and not really able to go anywhere.
Yeah.
And not able to leave the United States at all. So this is my big shot.
Yeah.
At playing Soft Spot, which is a record that came out in 2022 on Car Park Records. And I'm really proud of it, so I'd really love to share it.
Yeah, it's
live.
Really awesome.
Yeah.
We got one of those songs queued up for a little bit later after the interview, which is going to be exciting. But I also, I guess one of the things I had or thoughts I had when listening to music is I was like, sync people must love you. Like, really, like, it feels cinematic when you're listening to it too.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh shit, I'm the main character.
That's really funny because, I mean, the like recent instance of a sync is like, I knew a song was going to be on this like HBO show, and I knew which song it was, but I had not seen the scene or anything. And I was like Christmas Day and I was at like my partner's family Christmas or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, the like episodes come out. Maybe it was Thanksgiving. I don't know. The episodes come out, like, let's all watch it together. And it was like a minute and a half long sex scene.
Oh, no. I was like, a minute and a half's cool. They really played your song on Christmas Day, the Lord's Day.
The Sex Lives of College Girls was the TV show. I'm not sure what episode, but it's on there.
I'm going to be honest with you, Chelsea. They told you what was going to happen in the title there.
It's true.
That's hilarious, though. We're very excited to have you back because you're also playing Cuba Dupa.
I am. I'm so excited about that. The more I hear about who's playing, the more excited I am to walk down little alleys and see interesting stuff. Yeah.
It's the best part of, I guess, Wellington's year, really. And led by Bianca Bailey. What a legend.
Nice.
Yeah, we love Bianca up here. Very excited to see your live show here, too. What should people expect from the live show?
A bit of theatre, I think, is the best thing to expect.
Yeah, I think you have some of the best press picks out. Like, it's chaotic. It's a static image, but I'm like, what is happening in this image? Like,
I'm just celebrating the pigeon, you know? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes,
the big pigeon
one
flying at me? Yeah. I have like a little studio space and there's just one good corner for taking pics.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's something about a pigeon, you know?
Oh, it's epic.
They're all
man.
Around. People don't appreciate them, but they're a looming presence.
You know, I know someone who loves pigeons and they're going to love to hear that too.
They're a formidable creature and we should respect them.
We should. And they survive.
They are survivors. And they've got that beautiful like hint of iridescence in their feathers, you know, that
that's so true.
We got to celebrate.
Because everyone loves those ducks with like the iridescence, but not the pigeons.
I'm here to tell you.
Give it up to the pigeons. Rise. Pigeons to the top. This live show is happening in Double Whammy. Mm-hmm. It's happening March 28th. Yes. Yeah, I was also like March 28th. And people can get tickets from Under the Radar.
I think it's Mosh Ticks. Or banishedmusic.com.
Oh, the legends at Banished Music.
The legends, yeah.
Absolute legends. It's been such a pleasure to have you here.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Actually, before we go, yeah. I got to be cheeky. Is there new music on the way?
There is new music on the way. There is, yeah. Oh,
that's what we like to hear. Get your tickets March 28th. See Chelsea Jade in person with all the theatrics and maybe some pigeons. But I'm putting
fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. This is The Big Spill. You're listening to 95 BFM. Big Spill, Chelsea Jade. Head along March 28th. Go and see Chelsea in person. We're going to play a little bit of Zero.